Now, I guess if a term could define 2017, it might well be the term fake news. It's been bandied around on as many sides of the political fence as you can imagine, and was even, I think somewhat confusingly, named Word of the Year by the Collins Dictionary. Now, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media platforms have started to come clean about how much fake news made its way into our feeds, how much of that was politically motivated, and there's certainly been a big focus on how we can learn to distinguish it effectively from the real stuff. Now, Dr. Tanya Notley from Western Sydney University and her associate, Dr. Michael Desuani, recently surveyed the news engagement habits of young Australians, with results suggesting that a majority, well, they're not as confident about telling the real from the fake as they might well be. So, Dr. Notley, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I just thought we might kick off with a couple of definitions, because, of course, fake news gets said a lot by people who mean very different things with it. What did you mean when you were looking at it?
We meant news that is false, but that is deliberately so. So the deliberate act is I think, very important and distinguishes fake news from bad journalism. Mistakes are made in journalism, but, you know, there's also regulation and protocols about owning up to those mistakes. So I think the fake news is something that's willfully, deliberately false with the aim of misleading people.
Which is certainly, I think, where the focus has been when we're concerned about it. What about what age groups you looked at for younger Australians?
So we did a national survey, which we ran a couple of months ago, and it's a representative set survey of 1,000 young Australians aged 8 to 16. So we really wanted to go for that younger age group because we wanted to know how much news, you know, that younger cohort, 8 to 10-year-olds, are consuming, but also if they're having an experience of fake news as well.
Now, you had differing results depending on what age grouping you looked at on whether they felt confident of telling whether news was real.
Yeah, that's right. In quite a few of the results, because broadly our survey was about how young people access, how they perceive and how they're affected by news, and there were significant differences between what we say the children, the 8 to 12-year-olds, and the teenagers, 13 to 16. So I don't think that's surprising, but in relation to fake news, there was a lot more confidence that the teenagers had about their ability to distinguish it and also the steps they take to verify news. So I think it was around 1 in 5 children who feel that they can identify fake news, but then it went up to 4 in 10 teenagers who felt they were able to do that.
And are they going and actually verifying this stuff?
Well, I guess that figure was quite a concern because more than half of young people hardly ever or never check whether news stories that they find on the internet are true. So there are actually very significant numbers that are taking no steps or rarely taking any steps at all to verify news or to look at even where the source of news stories are. So yeah, I think there were some concerning figures. Of course, there were some people, young people who are doing that and who are very clear that that they think that's important, but there are very large numbers that aren't taking any steps at all.
And there's a lot of talk about how much social media influences the news we are receiving. Is that the same for that generation?
Well, actually, this was a really big thing that we wanted to test because I think there's so many assumptions made about young people's experience of news content, but of all content as well. There's just, you know, statements made all the time that they're getting all their news from social media. And this is not what we found. And I think that this was a surprise to us that actually, the number one source where young Australians get their news stories from, we ask this question in a lot of different ways, the number one source again and again is from their family. They're getting it filtered through a second-hand source from their families. And then after that, it was television. And then it was teachers and social media. So social media, it was 5 in 10 that say they're often or sometimes getting their news from social media. So I don't think that's as high as we might have expected.
No, that's not as high as I would have anticipated either. The family one might be concerning when we look at the influence of social media peddled fake news on adults. That seems concerning to me that it might be a secondary bubble there that's even more insular.
I think that's absolutely the case, and I also wonder about the effect of fake news on all of us in becoming more polarised in our views and, having very stringent views and then, I guess, putting that on children rather than helping them to develop critical literacies, which are really important. So I think that could be a concern, but I think when we are, the other thing to consider is that when we ask young people their most trusted news source, families again come out on top, and they come out on top so much higher than news organisations. So, you know, I think that's something that we need to consider, that families are really trusted as news sources. News organisations are not highly trusted.
That is fascinating to me. Look, I feel like it's almost too late for anyone around my age or a bit older, but can we teach critical thinking to this younger generation to make sure they are analysing what they hear?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this does happen in schools. Our concern is that there is curriculum to specifically help young people develop critical literacies around news. What we found out is that just one in five young Australians had had a lesson in the past year to help them critique and evaluate the news. And we thought the figure would be much higher than that since there is this national curriculum. So there is a curriculum and it's not being implemented in the way that it could be and we think it should be. So absolutely, this needs to happen not just in schools but in households and families as well. So I think that, you know, news organisations should be taking active steps to support families to have discussions where news doesn't become this didactic passing on of information. And but instead is a conversation where, you know, there are, we're helping young people to think critically, to ask questions about who created this news, who benefits from it, all of those sorts of questions. So I think lots of households do this, but I think there's a lot we can do to support families to recognise how important they are as relayers of news and as of a primary source of news for young people.
Shifts not just in education but also in society as well, by the sounds of it. In all of us, I think. Dr. Tanya Notley, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you. Dr. Tanya Notley there, she's with Western Sydney University, looking at a survey that was about the news consumption habits of younger Australians and how they got affected by fake news.